Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
Attorney General William Barr on Capitol Hill for a second day of hearings, this time before a Senate committee, where Democrat Jack Reed asks Barr if he agrees with President Trump that the Russia investigation was a witch hunt.
As I said during my confirmation, it really depends on where you're sitting. If you are somebody who is being falsely accused of something, you would tend to view the investigation as...
Well, you're sitting as the Attorney General of the United States with the constitutional responsibility, so if you could answer in that regard...
Well, I'm not going to characterize the... It is what it is.
More kids died in hot cars in the U.S. last year than any other year on record. The National Safety Council says 51 children died last year, breaking the previous record of 49 in 2010. About 200 million Americans in the central U.S. in the path of a big wintry storm. The plains in upper Midwest could get 2 feet of snow. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
As the nation mourns the loss of 3 soldiers in Afghanistan earlier this week in a roadside bombing that the Taliban's claimed responsibility for, the head of the Pentagon says the United States is sitting down with the Taliban leaders to try to further peace talks, to try to end the war. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan says,
"What you see are the casualties of war. In parallel, there is a peace negotiation process, and probably the best possibility for peace in 40 years is at hand."
Shanahan was speaking on Fox News. About 200 million Americans are in the path of a storm that's going to hammer the central and eastern U.S. with heavy snow, drenching rain, and flooding. Blizzard warnings are out for parts of 7 states. The slow-moving storm could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains and upper Midwest. And TVs in public areas on U.S. military bases are now showing sports, but not news. Stars and Stripes breaking the story, saying that TVs in military food courts, customer service centers, malls, and other commons areas are no longer showing news channels because of their divisive political nature. Public TVs on U.S. bases worldwide used to show a loop of news channels, including Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, but that changed on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's congratulating the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his apparent re-election. As he left the White House for a trip to Texas this morning, President Trump said that Netanyahu won a hard-fought contest, quote, in good fashion, also expressing optimism about Middle East peace efforts. The president was speaking with reporters on a variety of issues, calling the Russia investigation an attempted coup that was started by dirty cops.
After wasting all of this money and all of this time with people that were haters, people that worked on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they found no collusion.
The president was leaving to head to Texas to promote American energy. During his stop in the Houston area, he's expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. So for those of you who want to watch this program. Actually, I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I've done this before. I will do it again. Let's hope I have enough battery power. So, I think I said I'm your host for Counselor's Chat. I have Amber
Poltrzyski
with me. She is my intern. It is a great topic today. It is called stress. Are you stressed out about stress? So, my Facebook page was hacked. So what they say to do is change your password. So I changed my password. Do you think I remember it and I didn't bring it with me? That's why I'm not currently streaming live, but we're going to start again because I can live. Good grief. I'm going to try and do this. Okay. Why is my Facebook page on my phone is not? You know why? Because I have to log in. So, I don't remember. How is that? I didn't write it down. My phone is giving me agita. Stress. Oh. Am I stressed out? Are you stressed out today?
I mean, not as much as yesterday, but a little
bit. You were a little stressed out, yes.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, I guess it's a great topic for today. It's actually National Stress Awareness Month, and as those of you who are listening and not watching, that I do try and look at what's
the month. Last week we did alcohol, April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and so it's also stress awareness. The two kind of go hand in hand, I would think, for some people.
Oh, yeah.
So what is stress? What is stress?
It's like a form of anxiety, I feel like.
It is, actually. You know, I Google things, and I sort of use them as my, like, I don't, like, some people who do radio shows, they do all this research, and then they actually write down a script.
Oh, no, I'd be so bad if I followed a script.
I don't have the time for that, and as most of you know who are listening and not watching, I don't even generally invite guests. I mean, you are my guest because you are also my intern.
Yes.
But for the most part, if I have a guest four or five times a year, it's usually because someone approaches me. And it's just that I don't really have all that much time. And as you said, you know, anxiety and stress really do kind of go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
So, anxiety is a really interesting thing. I mean, it's actually pretty complicated.
Yeah, it definitely is. It mimics a lot of symptoms. Like, I remember I had such bad anxiety once that I actually did have a panic attack. And I went to the hospital thinking I was having a heart attack because the symptoms and stuff mimic what it feels like when you have a heart attack. So it can be a very tricky and scary thing to figure out.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times I've got clients that, you know, it's one of the questions I ask, have you ever had a panic attack? And, you know, and it is. It's like your heart races and your palms get sweaty and you can't breathe. And
tunnel vision.
Yeah, tunnel vision, exactly. It is. It's a pretty uncomfortable situation and does often mimic a heart attack.
Yeah, and all that built-up stress is what results in those panic attacks.
It is built-up stress. Mm-hmm. And stress can do a lot of things. So I'm kind of looking things up. Can give us a headache.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a stress headache, that tension headache. Uh-huh. Our temples are throbbing. A lot of times, I know for me, like, I hold my stress in my neck and shoulders and back.
Yeah, I do too. And also, I always get an eye twitch.
Oh, I'll do that. I get an eye twitch.
It's terrible. I can't, like, it won't go away all day and you can just feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I sit there and I go, I hope my clients aren't noticing that my eyes are twitching.
I know.
But yeah, you know, as therapists, we deal with a lot of stress. So you know, we have our own lives, and so there's that. A lot of us have, you know, I say all the time, there's a reason I'm a therapist. So, you know, I have some of my own things that I've experienced in my life. And then, you know, we sit all day and we listen to people and their issues, their problems, their struggles, their pain. And sometimes that too is really stressful, especially for, like, oh, we come across someone who's got some really painful things. And sometimes it's just sitting there listening to that and being with them during that process. And sometimes it's dealing with clients who just, no matter how you try, they just don't get it.
Yes. And that's a huge thing that stresses me out at my job is, because I work primarily on the adolescent unit, and a lot of the kids are very behavioral. And they do these stupid things, and they know it's going to get them in trouble. They know the consequences of it, and they keep doing it. And you try so hard to, like, advocate for them, and it's just like, I can't even do it anymore because it's just stressing me out. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm trying, but it's not working.
Yeah, it's, you know, one of the things, you know, and a lot of times people will say to me, well, how in the world do you do this job?
Yes.
And it really is learning how to leave it.
Yes.
And learning how to detach. And there's times I've got issues where I find that I'm bringing something home with me, you know, something that was really distressing or really painful that someone shared. I'm going to say for the most part, I have learned over the years to leave it
right.
At home. But yeah, so, you know, this headache, muscle tension.
Yes.
Like I said, I mean, like right now I have got stress in my shoulder and my back, and I know it's stress related.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to say carrying a lot of stuff. Chest pain, so, mm-hmm. you know, that's the like panic attack.
Yeah. Your heart starts racing.
Yeah, heart races. And a lot of times what happens is we can end up with shallow breathing.
Yes.
So I read somewhere when we have a panic attack, the reason why we feel we can't breathe is because we have actually forgotten to exhale. That it's really interesting.
Really?
So that, yeah, so if you're having a panic attack, you got to make sure that you exhale. So you can then inhale because you're holding your breath and then
keep doing it over and over. Yeah.
You feel like you can't breathe, you know. And so that's why a lot of times people have panic attacks. They breathe into a bag. It has nothing to do with a bag.
Right.
It really has to do with breathing out and then breathing in, which is a really interesting thing. I don't remember where I read it.
That is interesting.
So with stress, we can have fatigue.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's the opposite for me. I can't sleep at all, and I'm just up all night with my racing thoughts.
Uh-huh. And that's the other thing, sleep problems.
Yeah.
And, yeah, racing thoughts, you know, I need to get this done. I need to get that done. This didn't work out the way I planned.
Right.
You know, I got difficult people to deal with, you know, just there's all kinds of things. I've got deadlines. There's just, you know, not just related to, you know, being a counselor, but, you know, people who work and they have deadlines, they've got things, you know, whatever it's they have to reach, goals they have to reach,
right.
You know, and it's stressful.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's just when you become so stressed out over one thing, you're not paying attention to your other priorities. And then when those priorities come up and you need to take care of them, then it causes more stress because you're so focused on something else and didn't take care of what you needed to get done instead. So, and that's that time management, I feel like, is so important to help reduce stress, like being able to prioritize everything. So
I'm just going to say one thing to what you said, taxes. So, you know, I admit I put it off and put it not doing my taxes, but keeping my accounts up to date. Talk about stress. I mean, I had to try and get everything done to get it ready for the accountant, and that was, you know, stressful.
Oh, yeah.
So, stomach upset is something else that can happen when we are really stressed.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so a lot of times people end up with reflux and ulcers and irritable bowel.
Yeah.
There's just so many things. Our bodies really don't work well under stress.
No, they don't at all. And it's just amazing how it affects so many parts of you that you would never even think. Like, it affects your digestion. Like,
right.
You never think of that initially. And it affects your sleep, everything, so...
So the interesting thing about stress is we do need a little bit of stress.
Yes. We learned about that in school. There's normal anxiety and erratic anxiety, I think it was.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because it keeps you on your feet. You've got to be a little worried. You can't be too relaxed.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's we don't want to run to that place of that fight or flight kind of anxiety, but we do, you know, we do need to be aware of what's going on, and it's actually unhealthy not to have any stress. Like, you know, like I think of a bridge. Like, a bridge has some stress to keep it in place,
right?
But if it has too much stress, it'll crumble, and if it doesn't have any stress at all, it'll crumble.
Yeah.
So, you know, human beings do need a little stress. We are so good at overextending with everything.
Absolutely.
We overdo, overextend, overexpect.
Yes, we think we could do more than we can actually handle, and that's when it leads to burnout.
That's exactly right. So how stress affects our mood. It does cause anxiety.
Yes, absolutely.
We have something called generalized anxiety, which is just sort of an umbrella thing mm-hmm. about anxiety. But we have other areas, social anxiety and situational anxiety.
Yeah, paranoia. There's even like post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
There is.
Panic disorder.
Yeah. Trauma.
Yes.
Is under a stress, you know. So it's, you know, anxiety is a pretty big umbrella topic. And so sometimes people may not think that they're struggling with stress, but they come in and, you know, they're
like used to it. So yeah. They don't even notice it as being, like, as it's affecting their lives.
Yeah, exactly. Restlessness.
Yeah.
You know, just pacing and finger tapping and, you know, there's just things like that that can be an outward sign that you've got some stress, anxiety going on.
Right.
Lack of motivation.
Yeah. It's just like you just don't know what to do, so you just give up.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes if we feel really overwhelmed,
it's just like just drop everything and go.
Just exactly. Drop everything and go. And again, feeling overwhelmed. And I think in our time, I think we're very overwhelmed.
Yes.
I know. Definitely. You know, I know for me, and I remember even being in graduate school being overwhelmed. And when I was in graduate school, okay, all right, so I'm old. So the only thing we used computers for at that point, did I have one? I don't even remember if I had it. I think I had a word processor. Okay, so that's how long ago. That I was when I was in graduate school. So the good news was that it would have autocorrect on there and a spell check.
There you go.
But nowadays, you know, these things that are supposed to make our lives easier, all the gadgets.
Nope. I can't even tell you how many times I've had to submit online assignments and I lose internet connection, my computer freezes, it decides to do an entire update system, and
oh, don't you hate that?
Thinking back to that is like giving me like anxiety thinking about it. It was horrible.
Yeah, I absolutely, you know, it's always when I'm in the middle of something and I didn't save something, and the whole computer goes beep.
Yep.
You know, and you got to wait, you know, 33%, 39%. I mean, we all experience it. And then everything comes back and it's all gone.
Yep.
You know, I got all these windows open, gone. I don't even remember what they were. You know, same thing. If it's like just because as a, you know, being in private practice, it's a small business. My accounts, if I hadn't saved them, that happened to me once. It was almost a whole year's worth of input, gone. Very frustrating.
Well, that actually, I think it was 2 years ago, my computer got hacked by a virus.
Ugh.
And the only way to get rid of the virus was to completely wipe my computer, and all my information from everything was on there, and the only way to save my computer was to completely wipe it, and I had to change all my bank accounts, all my passwords to any other accounts I have. It was a nightmare, so I feel like technology causes more stress.
I do think it causes more stress. You know, one of the things that I've been told over and over and over again is back up things on, you know, on a thumb drive. And it generally, all right, so please, people, no hacking of my computer. You know, that's why we're just doing the podcast, because my Facebook pages were. So I had to change, but you know, I probably have 9 to 10 pages of different passwords.
And that's another thing. They tell you to make different passwords for everything. And then when I was trying to log in, I'm trying to remember which password it is.
Right. And then you got to change a password, and then you got to remember what did I change it to. And, and I just have pages that I have where it's written down, and you know, and then if I don't remember to change it, or if I change it but I don't remember what it was. Like in this case, the password's at home, not here. I have to remember to. It's
horrible.
Granted, you know, computers, you know, it's the encyclopedia at our fingertips, you know, which is really, really great, and the social media, and there are useful things to it, but oh my gosh, I'm not sure if the benefits outweigh the stress.
I honestly don't think so, because people have also become so dependent on their smartphones and stuff. Like, they have anxiety when they don't have their phone with them. They're like, I need to have my phone on me. Where's my phone? It's like, you can't just relax and be without your phone for a little bit. And it's...
Well, there's actually, you know, we're talking about stress, but at the same time, there are actually rehabs in the United States that are focused strictly on people who are addicted to their gadgets.
I had no idea. Wow.
And, yeah, it's actually been classified as an addiction.
Wow.
Gaming addiction. And
actually, yeah. I've heard of the gaming addiction, but I didn't know they had rehabs and stuff for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
And, you know, talk about a challenge. I mean, nowadays you need your cell phone, you need computers just to do anything, really.
Right.
You know, learning how to do it in a way that's healthy is a difficult one.
But also, it's like sometimes you don't even have the option, because, like, I was taking an online class and we had to respond to a forum like a certain amount of times a day. So I have to like run out into the bathroom while I'm at work to answer the forum so I get credit. And it's like, this is ridiculous. Don't they understand we have lives? It's too much.
It is too much. You know, speaking of computers and things like that, talk about something that's going to cause stress. My husband showed this to me on Facebook. It's really, talk about stress, and I never even thought of it. A couple had one of those Roomba.
The vacuum thing. Yeah.
And they had a dog who needed to go out, and so on the carpet. And the Roomba picked it up and dragged all... I have cats. I'm like, oh, you know, you never know when your cats are going to throw up a hairball.
Right.
And I used to think, you know, a Roomba might not be a bad idea. But after seeing that, you know, no, thank you.
No.
And, I mean, I couldn't imagine the amount of stress. You know, here I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing and cutting down on stress, and
it's adding more.
It's adding more. Oh, I would be beside myself if something like that happened.
So
My suggestion to remove stress, if you want a Roomba, make sure you don't have pets.
Yeah, absolutely, because they're just animals. They don't know.
They don't know, and the Roomba doesn't know
exactly.
Talking about feeling overwhelmed. So I'm going to do a little commercial break, and I will be back with Amber Paltrowski, and we're going to continue with talking about stress, and this is Counselor's Chat. Please follow me on Facebook. If you want to hear this show, you're probably going to need to just go on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio and look up the podcast. It'll be available tomorrow. And so, unfortunately, my own glitch. So I will be back after these commercials.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-1110. 800-288-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. And as you can see, I am not on Facebook streaming live. My computer had been hacked and I redid my password and I don't remember it. Anyway, so, oh, and I tell you, I was so excited because last week I got it all down, and I'm like, oh, great. So, anyway, I'm here with Amber Polczyski.
Yes.
And she is an intern. She's studying at Centenary College, getting her master's in counseling, and has to put 50 hours in, I guess, shadowing me pretty much. And,
right.
And learning what it's like to have a private practice.
Yes.
So, as you and the topic today is stress. So, I'm thinking you could see it's actually kind of stressful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To run your own business. I remember when I first started and I decided to open up a private practice. I was told several things. I was told I needed to be available all the time. That I needed to work Saturday and Sundays, to expect to show up in my office at 7 o'clock in the morning and be there until 9 o'clock at night. And I thought, and then I was told, generally speaking, counselors don't manage to stay in private practice more than 3 or 4 years because
really?
They burn out. Well, look at those hours.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So I think one of the things that's a little unusual about me is I definitely look at my private practice as a business. And so I've given myself business hours. I don't start early in the morning. I do go sometimes to 8 o'clock at night so that I don't start until 9:30 or 10 in the morning. And I don't do Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
And I've been in, and, you know, the other thing I was told, you know, the only way you're going to get clients is word of mouth. And I thought, yeah, but I'm running a business. So I do advertise.
Right.
Running the business aspect is stressful because I'm always out there promoting my business and that takes a lot of work. And I know that you see me do that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But yeah. That's really that's the good thing about social media and the internet technology is you can advertise yourself like on Facebook and other sorts of sites that people commonly use, which helps get your name out.
So other things that happen in terms of stress is we can become irritable and angry.
Oh, yeah.
when we're overwhelmed and extended, way, you know, burning the candle at both ends, you know. I know for myself, stress sometimes gets me angry.
Oh, I get real snippy.
Yeah, and excuse me. I think the area that personally that I'm working on, I'm not doing a good job, is those phone calls to, you know, like you get a bill, excuse me, or something on your credit card statement, or you need to cancel something, or you got to send something back, or I don't know, whatever those stupid phone calls. And inevitably, my mind, I say, this should be easy. You know, I just want to call and cancel something. Really good example for me is I have a new website. So it's outtorollcounselor.com. And to cancel my old website, I called and I spoke with someone. I said, I want to cancel my website. They said, okay, not a problem. And then I kept getting billed for it. I'm like, what is going on? So I called and I said, I canceled my website. Why am I continuing to get billed for it? And they said, well, did you speak to someone in the cancellation department? And I said, no one told me I need it. You know, you figure you would call. They would say, well, let me connect you with the cancellation department, which never happened. So, you know, so of course I began to get really frustrated, and I'm working at being nice on the phone, but I get angry and snippy and irritable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people might see on Facebook that I'm actually, I went to go make a phone call. I don't even remember what, and it said to speak to whatever party you wanted to, it was, you know, push for, and then I get, this number is no longer in service. I'm like, how could that, that's one number, like, and so I did that like three times, and I had come up with, and so, you know, I went on Facebook, I had to make a comment because I'm irritable and snippy.
Absolutely. Or especially if you're on hold with somebody for like an hour plus, and then once you get connected, it hangs up.
It hangs up. Yeah.
Oh my God, that happens to me so much. And
yeah, it's very stressful. So irritable and angry.
Yes.
A lot of times fatigue sets in when we're really stressed.
Yes.
And we have sometimes go-to behaviors. So it could be smoking, it could be drinking, mm-hmm. it can be eating, it could be sleeping, you know, just, you know, and it's not really a way of coping with the stress, it's a way of swallowing or, you know, not working with it.
Right.
So that could happen. Anyway, so yeah, so tobacco use and marijuana use. You know I've talked about marijuana on here, and I usually get a lot of pushback. But people think marijuana is okay to use. It's not okay to use. It's even people say CBD oil is a good thing to use, but we don't really know how that's processed. It could still have some THC in it.
Right.
So, I don't know, it's a slippery slope if you ask me, but we do all kinds of things, you know. Oh, you know what, stress, I gotta buy that pint of ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're, you know, we see it on television, what does it tell us? It tells us this is how you
deal with your problems.
Yeah, through eating.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy.
Well, actually what it's not like I do it intentionally, but when I'm really stressed, my boyfriend yells at me for this all the time. I start scratching my head, and I don't even realize I'm doing it. I'm just like keeps, and then I'll do it to the point where sometimes I have blood underneath my fingernails.
Oh, wow.
What was I doing?
Yeah.
When I'm like too overwhelmed with stuff. It's,
yeah.
So it might not even be something like eating or drinking or smoking. It could just be like something you're subconsciously doing.
Right.
You're not even aware, because I was never aware of it until last year.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I've had clients who have done things, picking the skin, you know, that kind of thing, and it is stress related.
Yes,
I had a cat. I've always had cats, but this particular cat two things happened to her within maybe a couple of weeks. One was she, her sibling, the cats were brothers and sisters, that was their name, and the brother scratched her eye. And so her eye got infected. So we had that going on. And then she had, poor little thing, had a bladder infection. Oh, my God, there's nothing worse than watching a cat with, I mean, she would, like, get out of the litter box, and she would look at me, and then she'd go back in the litter box. Aww. It was just so sad.
I
so,
know.
So eventually, I got her to the vet. We got things taken care of. But she had a stress reaction to those things, and she started to chew the back of her leg.
Really?
And she would pull the chew the fur right off, and she would be bleeding. And then I'd put the cone of shame on her to keep, and her leg would heal, and I would take it off, and the stress from the cone of shame. You know, so even animals get stressed out, you know, and people who have parakeets and birds.
I was just going to say that because one of my mom's best friends has a African gray, and it, like, ripped off all of his feathers because it was, like, stressed from... Because they're Italians, very loud in the house.
Right.
And it stressed the bird out, and he ripped out all the feathers.
Yeah, so, you know, human beings stress... We stress each other out, but we can also stress animals out.
Absolutely.
It's an interesting thing about stress. But there are things that we can do to manage stress. So that's the good news of today. We can manage stress. First of all, of course, you need to notice that you are stressed out.
Right.
And stress can lead to burnout. Too much stress can lead to burnout or, like we said, physical symptoms, sleeping problems, stomach problems, headaches,
right.
Aches and pains. I'm going to say stress... Depending upon the stress, I believe can even lead to greater things like cancer and diabetes,
absolutely.
If we're continuously stressed.
Right.
But getting regular physical exercise.
Yes, that's my coping skill.
That's your coping skill.
Yes, I love running is like my drug of choice. When I'm overwhelmed and stressed, I'll go on a run. It just... My head is clear.
Yeah.
Clears my head completely.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I'm not a runner, but I do like walking. And
that's great.
Yeah,
to
and
too.
So that very, you know, you don't have to go to a gym.
No.
That activity of that physical activity, it creates endorphins.
Yes.
And endorphins, they're a natural painkiller.
Yeah, like the opioid receptors we
right.
have. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's a greater exchange of oxygen because we're breathing deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those things really, you know, going for a walk really can mm-hmm. help with that.
And also being in, like, if it's a sunny day out, that vitamin D.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
It's so good for you. And people don't realize how good walking is for you. It really is such a healthy thing if you're not comfortable going to a gym or anything. Just
sure.
walk.
Yeah, I mean, it's free.
Yeah, exactly. It is free. It doesn't cost
it
you
is
anything.
Free. Now, some people do like going to a gym, and, you know, I'm all for that also.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so I'm not gonna rule that out, but
no,
you know,
not at all.
And there's other things that you could do too that are physical exercise.
Right.
Gardening can be one.
Yes.
Playing golf, going and hitting, you know, baseball
yes.
balls. You
playing
know,
tennis.
Playing tennis. Exactly.
There's so many things to
there's
do.
So many things, especially when we're feeling irritated. It's good to get some of that emotional stress.
Absolutely.
To get it out. Practicing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing,
yes.
meditation, yoga,
yes.
Tai Chi,
mm-hmm.
getting a massage.
Yeah, I need to do that.
And, you know, there are places where you can get massages for, you know, $50, $60. They don't have to be super expensive.
Right.
And, of course, you can go to a fancy spa and spend big bucks. But you don't have to. And you can self-massage.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just rubbing your shoulders and doing things like that. I'm all for even getting sort of a heating pad if you're noticing you've got stress in your back, and you could just, you know, lean on a heating pad, and that's useful. Or if you have a partner that's willing,
yes,
honey, can you rub my back? So, you know, those things are important.
Or even just like, I mean, I'm such a warm weather person, so I know here you can't do it all year round, but when I'm stressed, I'll just, if it's a sunny day, I'll go outside and sit outside on the deck with my dog and just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there is just so relaxing, right in the sun, so.
And you just really brought up a good point, sitting outside with your dog.
Yeah.
So pet therapy.
Yes.
Is a really, there are actually studies that say, you know, if you got a cat or a dog, and it actually slows your heart rate and your breathing down.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they're useful.
Oh my God. I've had animals my whole life. They really are, like, they'll make me forget everything once I come home and to my dog. I don't worry about anything for the time being. I'm worried about my dog, and I want to play with him and be with him. So
yeah,
I think it's so important to have
a
pet.
I agree. I know not everybody likes animals, and that's, if you don't like them, don't get them.
Right. And I'm sure, like, if you don't like animals, you can look into it and maybe see if there is an animal that does strike your interest and have that.
Yeah, and if you don't want an animal at home, you could always, if you're into volunteering, you could always go volunteer at an animal shelter.
Absolutely.
You know, all those furry creatures need some TLC also.
Exactly.
Having a good sense of humor.
Yes. And that's the thing. I mean, when I'm going through a stressful time and I'm upset and stuff, the next day, just, you got make a joke. I make a joke out of it. Like, that's just my luck and this and that. So you just got to find the humor in things.
Right. Exactly.
So I know you might not find it initially, but once you think back on it, it's just like, oh my God, got to just make a joke out of it.
Yeah, exactly. So humor is a good way to relieve stress. Spending time with family and friends. Now, sometimes family can be a cause of stress, but it's always good to have some good supportive friends that you can talk to and lean on and go have fun with.
Yes.
And sometimes it's family.
Yeah.
But not everybody's got that kind of family, and so we do have the ability to create friendships with people that are loving and supportive and, you know.
And even, like, I think that's so important, but also sometimes we just need our alone time.
We do.
I'm like that. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, I need, like, somebody to talk to, but then other times I'm just like, I just need to be by myself for a little bit. Just don't want to go out. Just want to hang out and just chill.
Just chill. Absolutely.
I'm around people all day, so I just need a moment where just by myself, not around anybody. So,
yeah. Now that the weather's, you know, getting warmer, one of the things that I love to do in the morning, and I don't know if you've noticed, you've been at my house, but I've got sort of a pathway through. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And so what I like to do in the morning is I put on a pair of flip-flops, I got my bathrobe on and my cup of coffee, and I walk around through my garden and just see what's showing and what's growing. And, you know, and that is just, for me, so relaxing. Just takes 15 minutes and just be out there in nature. I don't have to do anything, just kind of be out there, you know, and just having that quiet time for me is really nice in the morning.
Yeah.
I used to live in a place that had a wraparound porch, and I don't have a porch now, I have a deck, and I used to do that, sit on the porch with my cup of coffee in the morning and just give myself 15, 20 minutes of just quiet meditative time. And so that's one thing people can do, just sort of start their day and, you know, giving themselves some quiet time. And it can be, like I said, you know, it could be just sitting quietly, being part in nature, like you said, sitting on the deck with your dog.
Yeah. And my mom, she works very early. She has to be at work at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, yuck.
But every time, now I couldn't do it. But every morning when she wakes up, she always sets her alarm earlier than she needs, because she likes having her cup of coffee, and she loves fish. Like, she has giant fish tanks in the house.
Wow.
And she just sits in front of the fish tank with her coffee and just watches the fish, and she says it's so relaxing for her, just to get her ready for the day. And
there you go. That's right. So, You know, so she's not starting her day all stressed out. She's starting it, you know, just feeling, I mean, by the end of the day, she may feel a lot of stress, but she's starting it out with a meditative practice.
Right.
And for those people that are religious, you know, spending some time doing some prayer in the morning,
right,
is also a good way to de-stress.
And also even at the end of the day, because mm-hmm. like with my mom looking at the fish tank, she also does that before she goes to bed,
mm-hmm.
just to start right. off good and good.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I'm going to do another quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to wrap this up. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I've got Amber Poltrzyski.
Yes.
You know, by the time she's ready to move on, I'm going to have it down pat, but I'm getting better. So we'll be right back after these few commercials.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com. Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, hello and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I've got Amber Poltrzyski with me. She's my intern, so she's going to be doing a number of shows with me until she's completed her semester, so that's nice. And she's actually following me around just to learn what it's like to be in private practice versus working out in
like hospitals yeah.
and whatnot. So just before we continue, I just want to mention that you can find me on the web if you're interested in getting some counseling. My web page is www.alterolcounselor.com. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R. com. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you'd like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list to the best of my ability. If you have a comment about the show or if you have a suggestion for a topic, please let me know. In addition to that, follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and I'm also on LinkedIn, so you can find me there. And hopefully, next week I will have my whatever together. So today's topic is stress. And, we're actually just about at the end of our time. That went fast. So just to wrap things up, make sure that you, you can Google Google stress, get some regular activity. Practice relaxation, sense of humor, time with family and friends, and set aside time for just doing fun things like hobbies, reading a book, things that you enjoy.
Yes, great coping skill.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you're finding that you're overstressed and you're having a hard time dealing with it, please, by all means, talk to your doctor and call a therapist. Call a licensed professional counselor. Give me a call. I will help you de-stress. So I am Ruth Altamura-Roll with Amber Polterziski. Right? Am I getting it right? The more I say it, the better at doing it. And we'll be back next week, hopefully, streaming live. And otherwise, go to thehuntertonchamberradio.com, and you can listen to the podcast on stress. Have a good week, and I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is en route to San Antonio and Houston, Texas, where he will deliver remarks on energy and infrastructure before leaving the White House. So the president held court with the press, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The president was speaking with reporters on a variety of issues, calling the Russia investigation an attempted coup that was started by dirty cops.
After wasting all of this money and all of this time with people that were haters, people that worked on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they found no collusion.
Attorney General Bill Barr tells a Senate panel he's interested on whether the 2016 Trump campaign was spied upon.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
One person is dead and a firefighter is in critical condition after a massive gas explosion in downtown Durham, North Carolina. At least 15 other people have been taken to a hospital. Durham Emergency Management says a gas explosion happened this morning at a business and the neighboring buildings have all now been evacuated. Facebook has announced some new policies on how to handle profiles of people that have died. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The social network says it will use artificial intelligence to find the profiles of people who are deceased and stop birthday reminders from being sent out. The company says it's also adding a tribute section to accounts that have been memorialized, that is, designated as belonging to someone who has died. Family members and friends will be able to use this section to write posts and share photos. But Facebook says from now on, only family members and friends will be able to memorialize an account. Previously, anyone could do so.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-12.